Yasiel Puig having some fun before the Dodgers take on the Diamondbacks, but there's nothing funny for an opponent when Paul Goldschmidt steps to the plate.
Here's a fly ball to deep left center field. Coles is going back to the wall. He leaps, can't get it. It's a home run. Paul Goldschmidt with his third home run of the year. And the Diamondbacks draw first blood. It's 2-0 Arizona.
Corey Seager ripping one to center field, sending Hazel Baker back over his head and off the wall. McCarthy's in to score. Peterson gets stopped at third. Now the ball trickles away. He heads home to tie it. Corey Seager doubles off the wall, and we're tied at two in the fifth. And he flies one to the opposite field. Herman back at the wall. Leaps up and won't get it. Seager scores easily. Turner headed for the plate. The relay's cut off, and a two-run double for Gonzalez. The Dodgers lead 4-2.
With a fly ball to right field. Deep. Peralta looking up, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Yasmani Grandal. The Dodgers put up a six spot here in the fifth.
And he's down swinging on an elevated fastball for the first out of the seventh. Ahmed muscles one into short center that Seager runs under. Seven innings for Brandon McCarthy.
He recovers nicely after the home run in the first and helps the Dodgers to a 6-2 win. Jock Peterson leaves early with right groin tightness, and the D-backs have to take out Shelby Miller after 4-plus with tightness in his right forearm. The Dodgers got all their offense in the fifth inning on Sunday, and Brandon McCarthy got help from his battery mate, Yasmani Grandal, who capped off the frame with a big two-run shot.
Well, I mean, you look at the situation. Obviously, we got went on second, no outs, and we're already up, so we're trying to add more runs. So pretty much I'm looking to get something on the right side. He threw me a changeup that kind of stayed up, and I was able to get a good swing. But for the most part, you know, I was trying to make sure I get something on the right side so that Gonzo could get to third, and Tolzi or somebody else would bring him in.
And you guys did a good job of working the count with Miller on there, the first two guys getting the walk, obviously with Brandon getting the key walk to kind of get that inning going.
Yeah, I think Shelby was pretty good today. I mean, he executed his plan, and, you know, the fifth inning, obviously we got to him. But for the most part, he was pretty much what we were looking forward to. Looking forward to him pretty much attacking you with a heater, and that's what he did the best. Kept the ball balanced a couple of times with his slider and his curveball, but for the most part, you know, we were able to do a pretty good job to just wait him out and get to him.
Brandon McCarthy pitching through seven innings is a very welcome sight considering what this bullpen has had to do. What made him so effective?
Well, he was great today. You know, coming into the game, we felt like we had a really good game plan, especially since we had seen him in L.A. We knew what they were trying to do against them, so we didn't try to change. We just tried to add things to the plan, and we were able to execute the plan how we wanted it. Obviously, fastball I kind of ran over the plate, you know, to their best hitter. So, and that's one of the things you can't do, especially with that guy on the plate. But we were able to come back and beat him.
Fair to say you needed this one?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely needed it. But, you know, there's no panic, no nothing. I feel like we've been playing a really good game. So for the most part, we feel really good.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
The Dodgers continue their road trip on Monday night in San Francisco. Hyunjin Ryu will take another shot at his first win of the year.